You can't be all twisted up with unbelief and doubt and think you're going to operate in this power. He can't turn it up because you ain't wired right. You are not wired up right. You're not in the right position. That's why you got to know, I'm right with God. I have right to be healed. I have right to walk in faith. I do not fool with unbelief. I do not counsel. I do not accommodate it. No, I don't. I believe God. I don't care what I feel. I didn't say you shouldn't go to the doctor. I'm not saying nothing like that. I'm just saying you don't give in to it and start talking what the doctor said and what the problem said. You talk what the word said. Get all the help you need, but you talk that word. You stand on that word. You hold fast to it. Hallelujah. And he said, thou shouldest believe, you shouldest believe, shouldest see the glory of, thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Move on. Come on, someone. Let's go another verse. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was, were laid. And Jesus lifted up his voice and said, lift up his voice. Jesus lift up his eyes and said, lift up his eyes and did what? And said, Father, I thank thee. What did he say? That Lazarus was dead, y'all. He was dead, and Jesus said what? Father, I thank thee. Thou heard me. Go to the next verse. And I knew that thou hearest me every once in a while. Oh, come on now. How often? Always. Why? Because of the people which standest by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Turn with me to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. 1 John, can you put that up? 5:14. 1 John. Jesus said, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. When did he hear? When he groaned. He came to the grave. Lazarus still dead. Move the stone. Thank you, Father. You heard me. Look what 1 John says to us. And this is the confidence. He knew his daddy. He knew his father. And he said, this is the confidence that we have in him. This is the confidence that we have in him. This is the confidence Jesus had in his father. Come on. This is the confidence he had in his father. He said, and this is what this verse said. This is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask what? Well, a few things. Not anything, but a few things. Just something, not everything. You know, he ain't concerned about you need a pair of socks. Don't bother with that because he ain't concerned about it. He's not concerned about your left eye twinch. And don't even fool with it. Don't bother God with that. That's too small of a deal. Huh? Are y'all hearing me? Are y'all hearing what's being said? And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, how? Notice there's a way to ask it. I just can't go and say, God, I want to get healed. That's why faith works when you put the word. Remember what Jesus said when he was out in the wilderness? And Satan was tempting him. I mentioned it 40 days and night. Remember that? What did he say? Satan came to him at the end of the temptation. What did Satan say? If you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made. What did Jesus say? I'm going to show you how you can whip the devil. What did Jesus say? It is written. You need to put it on the devil instead of whining around trying to figure out how you can pray. You get the word in you. You get. Jesus knew what his daddy had sent him to do. And Jesus is the living word. Did y'all hear what I said? Jesus is the living word. And that Jesus, the living word, has become life in you and me. That life is on the inside of you. And you got a tongue you can hook to that life on the inside of you and bring forth the power that is in there. But guess what? If there's doubt and unbelief in there, you forget about it. If there's hesitation in there, you can forget about it. But you know what you can do? Repent of it and get it, because this is not a part of me. It doesn't belong to me. Huh? Because you missed it. If you know how to repent and say, "That I didn't do that right, did the Lord. I didn't do that right." He said, "No, you didn't. Well, I'm changing from what you mean. I'm not saying that no more. I'm not doing that anymore. Now this is what I'm going to do, because this is what you said." Are y'all getting it? And this is why people get to stay busted all their lives and been in church all their lives and still broke. Because they're still trying to do it their way. And say, "When I catch up, I'm gonna." You ain't gonna do nothing. But keep on gonna doing what you're doing. If it hadn't worked up until this point, why you think it's gonna work when you catch up? Because they ain't going to let you catch up. You might as well stop it right here and say, "Let me fix this." How you fix it? Repent, and I ain't doing that no more. I'm going to do it the way God said. I don't care how much my body hurt. I don't care how little my bank account look like. I'm going to do it God's way. Then you bring the supernatural working power of God in on the scene, and stuff will change for you. Hallelujah. And said, "This is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us." Verse 15. "And if we know that he" what? "Hear us. What's that we ask?" No, we hope. It might. It may happen. And if we know that he hear us, and what did Jesus say? "Thank you, Father, that you heard me." He knew Lazarus coming out of that tomb. He knew his daddy. He knew his father. And we got a daddy, because he's our daddy, just like he's with Jesus' daddy. And he said, "And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask," we know that we have the petitions, plural, not just one of them, but the petitions that we desire of him. And when Jesus said that, let's go back to Jesus. We're going back to the Gospel of John, chapter 11, okay? Did y'all hear me? I'm going to say it again. We're going back to the Gospel of John, chapter 11. and then verse 41 said, "Then they did" what? "Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead were, where the dead were laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, 'Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me.'" And look at the next verse. "And I knew that thou hearest me" when? "Always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." All right? This is up there. Verse 43. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice. He didn't say, "Lazarus, are you going to get up? Lazarus, don't fool me now. Are you going to get up?" That's what, see, when you're on shaky ground, that's stuff you'll do.